Coach Pettine, your first combine as a head coach, how different is that from your days as an assistant?
Well, it's a couple extra days, so this is my maybe 12th combine, so it's I've become very familiar with Indianapolis. But I'm excited about it. Seeing the offensive part of it, something I've never been exposed to. I'm going to get a chance to watch the kickers today, and then the skill guys working out as we get going on.
In a very short amount of time, you've had to get on the same page with Ray Farmer to formulate the idea of what you're looking for as a player. Talk about how you put that process together, and what are you looking for when you evaluate players here?
Coming here, I mean, we're looking to evaluate, obviously, them physical to make sure that they have the physical tools to succeed in the league, but then you got to dig deeper than that, get into the character, try to see what kind of mental toughness they had. When you sit down with a player, we really want to find out two things. How much do they love football? Not what football does for them. How much do they love football? And how much do they know? Can they just tell you what their position is? Can they tell you what the guys next to them do? Can they tell you what all 11 do? And I think you get a feel for how passionate a player is by hearing him talk about his own team and the positions that he played and kind of his knowledge about the game in general.
I know you know what a team should look like. Do you have an idea what individuals should be then? How Cleveland Browns should act? And if so, do we have any of those on the current roster?
Absolutely do, and we have a saying, and it'll be posted around the building at some point. Play like a Brown, and all those attributes that fall under that. None of it has anything to do with athletic ability. It's all about passionate, competitive, tough. Not just physically tough, but mentally tough. Accountable. Those are the types of traits that we want to have. Those are the traits that make you last in the NFL. A lot of people have the athletic ability to make it in the NFL short term. We want guys that are going to make it in the NFL long term.
As you mentioned, when you've come to these previous combines as a defensive assistant, I mean, those are the positions you focused on. Now you're looking at the big picture. So what kind of a mindset is it for you?
Well, I think one thing I won't do is kind of step outside of my initial comfort zone with the position. I need to learn the offensive positions. I've already had an extensive meeting with Kyle Shanahan. Dow Loggins was in there, our quarterback coach. Ray sat in there as well, as far as what they're looking for attribute-wise in a quarterback. So I don't want to start evaluating guys based on, I have very limited knowledge of, I mean, I know what it looks like from a defensive standpoint, but when I hear those guys talk and see how just the graduate level details about those positions, I'm going to soak all that in first before I even dare to think that I can make my own judgments on a player.
And with that being said, you said quarterback is a special need. We all know we have to get this right. So you feel any pressure to make sure that we get the right QB when we make the choice?
Well, I think you do, and I think that's natural. I think there's probably 20-some teams that are all feeling that pressure to get that position right, because that's the one position, as you know, when you rank the positions. Quarterback's probably 1 through 10, and then you start moving on to the other ones. But it's not a decision we're going to force. Okay, we're going to take our time, and if we feel the guy is there in the draft that fits it grade-wise, we'll go ahead and turn the card in. But that's not a decision that we want to say, hey, we absolutely have to have one. Let's just go ahead and force it in there.
And in terms of the systems, your defensive system, the offensive system, is that going to mesh okay with what your concept is, especially on defense, where you like to do a lot of multiple fronts?
I think so. I think there's quality personnel on the roster. They proved that last year, finishing in the top 10 defensively. So we'll evaluate the roster as it is currently and mold what we do. And I said this when I got hired. We're going to fit the system to the players. Now there's ideal scenarios we'll want to fill to be able to do what we do, but at the same time, we're going to do what our guys do best.